You are going to listen to an interview about the importance of hobbies. First, you will have 45 seconds to study the task below. Then you will hear the recording twice. While listening, choose the correct answer, A, B, C, or D, for each question, 1 to 5. Write your answers in the spaces provided. The first one, 0, has been done for you. After the second listening, you will have 45 seconds to check your answers.
Good afternoon, everyone, and welcome to our show. Today, we're discussing the importance of hobbies for teenagers. Joining us is Tara, a high school student who's here to share her thoughts and experiences. Welcome, Tara.
Hi, thank you for having me.
Tara, let's start with a simple question. Why do you think hobbies are important for teenagers?
Well, I believe hobbies are crucial for teenagers because they help us discover our passions. For example, I didn't know I loved painting until I gave it a try.
That's fascinating. So, hobbies help you find out about new interests. Can you tell us more about that?
Absolutely. When teenagers focus on something and spend time doing it, they can learn new skills pretty quickly. For me, painting has not only helped me to let out my creativity, but has also been a way to express myself.
That's wonderful to hear. I imagine that hobbies are also an opportunity to make new friends.
Definitely. Whether it's playing sports, learning a musical instrument, or joining a club, hobbies get us out there, meeting people we wouldn't normally meet. It's a great way to make social contacts and connect with others.
That sounds fantastic. Now, I understand hobbies can also boost self-esteem. Has that been true for you?
When I succeed at something related to my hobby, like completing a painting or mastering a new technique, it builds my confidence and sense of accomplishment. It's a special feeling that just makes me feel better overall.
It sounds like hobbies fulfill people and make them feel complete. Can you explain that a little bit?
Absolutely. For instance, when I finish a painting or a project, I step back and say, "Wow, I did that." It's a great reminder of what I can do, and it motivates me to continue following my passions.
That's wonderful to hear, Tara. Now, before we wrap up, can you share any advice for teenagers who are not sure if they should explore new hobbies?
I would encourage them to give it a try. Exploring different hobbies allows us to learn about ourselves, regulate our emotions, handle challenges, and learn about the importance of hard work. It's a rewarding journey that can have a positive influence on our lives in many ways.
Thank you, Tara, for sharing your insights with us today. It's been a pleasure having you on the show.
Thank you for having me. It's been a pleasure.
Good afternoon, everyone, and welcome to our show. Today, we're discussing the importance of hobbies for teenagers. Joining us is Tara, a high school student who's here to share her thoughts and experiences. Welcome, Tara.
Hi, thank you for having me.
Tara, let's start with a simple question. Why do you think hobbies are important for teenagers?
Well, I believe hobbies are crucial for teenagers because they help us discover our passions. For example, I didn't know I loved painting until I gave it a try.
That's fascinating. So, hobbies help you find out about new interests. Can you tell us more about that?
Absolutely. When teenagers focus on something and spend time doing it, they can learn new skills pretty quickly. For me, painting has not only helped me to let out my creativity, but has also been a way to express myself.
That's wonderful to hear. I imagine that hobbies are also an opportunity to make new friends.
Definitely. Whether it's playing sports, learning a musical instrument, or joining a club, hobbies get us out there, meeting people we wouldn't normally meet. It's a great way to make social contacts and connect with others.
That sounds fantastic. Now, I understand hobbies can also boost self-esteem. Has that been true for you?
When I succeed at something related to my hobby, like completing a painting or mastering a new technique, it builds my confidence and sense of accomplishment. It's a special feeling that just makes me feel better overall.
It sounds like hobbies fulfill people and make them feel complete. Can you explain that a little bit?
Absolutely. For instance, when I finish a painting or a project, I step back and say, "Wow, I did that." It's a great reminder of what I can do, and it motivates me to continue following my passions.
That's wonderful to hear, Tara. Now, before we wrap up, can you share any advice for teenagers who are not sure if they should explore new hobbies?
I would encourage them to give it a try. Exploring different hobbies allows us to learn about ourselves, regulate our emotions, handle challenges, and learn about the importance of hard work. It's a rewarding journey that can have a positive influence on our lives in many ways.
Thank you, Tara, for sharing your insights with us today. It's been a pleasure having you on the show.
Thank you for having me. It's been a pleasure.